You're with Graham Johnson, and I'm talking with Jill Sayward, the voice of Shack Attack. Shack Attack performed at an East Meets West concert at the reunification of Germany in 1989, and I believe that Bill Sharp was in Australia when the concert was arranged. Can you tell us a bit about that? Thanks, Jill.
Throughout that time, we've done many monumental gigs. One of them was East Meets West. And I'll tell you why I can't say that right. It was a huge concert, the night the Berlin Wall came down. And we had a tour manager travelling with us that got a bit too merry. And we were doing the stadium gig on this historical evening. And before we went on stage, he said, "Ladies and gentlemen, oh, you're in for a treat now." You know, he was slurring his words. And he says, "It's a fantastic occasion when West eats meat. Shack Attack!" And that's how I'll always remember it. And Bill on that gig, he was particularly wiped out because he was married to an Australian lady. I think, I'm not sure if it was that particular year, when it was his honeymoon, but he was out in Australia when this gig was offered to us. And of course, you couldn't refuse an occasion like that. You had to do it. So Bill said, "Well, I've just arrived in Australia. You mean I have to come all the way back?" I said, "Well, it's in your interest. It's a fantastic occasion." And of course, I think they offered quite a ludicrous fee at the time, which did help. So he said, "Well, I really can't." He said, "Well, we'll pay your airfare, Bill. Come back, first class. We need you to come and do this gig." Oh, okay. So he just arrived in Australia, bless his heart, and then he had to pop back on the next plane. I think it was day before New Year's Eve. He flew straight into Berlin after flying from Australia, did the gig, and flew straight back to Australia again. I mean, God. He must have been exhausted. He must have been knackered. But he came in and did the gig, and I can remember that. It was all a bit of a haze for us all, really.
The German reunification concert wasn't the only large event where Shack Attack performed. Tell us about your time in South Africa.
I don't want to be blasé, but there have been so many gigs, monumental gigs for us. I can go on forever telling you about all the fantastic occasions we've had. But one of the special memories was the first time heading out to South Africa. Just after apartheid, we hadn't wanted to go in the past, but of course now the doors were open for us to go, and we went directly to Cape Town and had no idea of the response that was waiting for us. Before we arrived, the ticket sales were virtually zero, and we knew this, and we thought, "Well, what on earth's going to happen? You know, poor promoter's going to dire death, really. The whole thing's going to fizzle out." He said, no, I'm not expecting any ticket sales. There never are because of the system. It was so flaky out there at the time that when they advertised the band coming to the country to play, people didn't purchase tickets because the band would generally pull out or there'd be a problem, logistical problem, and the concerts were always being cancelled left, right and centre. The only time the tickets would sell were when the band were actually in the country, actually in the hotel, and then the tickets would actually be bought. And sure enough, when we arrived, we were whisked straight from the airport, straight out to the TV studio, breakfast TV, daytime TV, this radio, that radio. It was a whole whirlwind of interviews. Suddenly, we sold out within seconds. Ticket sales went mad. And of course, when we went on stage at Cape Town, the intro music started, and we couldn't hear the intro tape. It was stonking applause, screaming, and it was fabulous. We just couldn't start the song, and we received this gobsmacking ovation before we'd sung or played a note. It was fun. And of course, for me personally, well, and the band really, one of the greatest things to happen was the meeting up with Al Jarreau.